in those circumstances, you know, win by one goal and to score the winning goal. It's just incredible.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment, and it's a real privilege for me to be able to captain both the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh national team. For Scotland, it really just solidified the progression that we've made as a country on the world stage.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show with Viper 10.
Hi, Tandy, and welcome to an extra episode of The Netball Show with Viper 10 this week. We hear from Lewis Keeling, who's going to be taking part alongside the rest of his teammates from Knights Men's Netball at Fast Five. They're going to be playing a showcase match in between the semi-finals and that big final itself. Who will it be? But first, Tamsin Greenway's been telling me more about that Red Bull switch-up event.
Well, it's great. It's run by Red Bull. It's actually its third year, but this year it's moving to the Copper Box, which I think is really exciting because for me now, the Copper Box has become a little bit like the home of netball. And they've got two sections running, so more like a social competition and an elite competition. But the game is really cool. It's only played on half a court, and there's only four players on the court, and all of them can shoot. You can shoot outside the circle as well. So it kind of is about the all-round player. And literally, whenever the ball gets turned over, it goes back to another centre pass to the opposition. So the fitness in it is immense as well. And just the skill to get the flow completely with your four players onto attack and then straight into defence and work together as a unit as well as an individual is amazing.
It sounds like the players who take part in it will get so much out of it. It's just really energetic style of the game.
Yeah, look, I think that netball as a brand is growing, and I think the likes of Red Bull being on board is absolutely amazing, seeing the potential of the sport and putting their own spin on it as well, which is what Switch Up is all about. I think for me it showcases netball at its very best, and as a coach I actually look at it and go, well, you know, when you're playing full seven aside, your aim is to get the ball on your centre pass. To me, this kind of really helps all different age groups as well, those youngsters getting into the mindset of getting that ball through the court and getting it down quickly to the centre pass. But also, every single centre wing attack player that I speak to reckons they're a shooter as well. So it kind of gives them the opportunity to have a crack and not have to be 6'3" to be in the circle. But I think it just shows the exposure of the game now, and it's great that we can have spin-offs that are so effective.
And alongside this, we've got Fast Five as well, another form of the sport. As you said, it just raises that interest and raises awareness of the main game, which is what it's all about.
Yeah, definitely. And I think for me, it is all about brand netball. You know, what else can we introduce that's going to keep people interested? And what I love about Fast Five is that everybody gets on board, and it's a real entertainment. It's a real showcase. The players love playing it because it's tournament netball, which they never really get to do. And they get to showcase their personalities as well as their skills on court. And I think the great thing about Red Bull Switch Up is it's offering it out there to the clubs and to the players as well. Their opportunity to play, you know, on a court where the Super League Grand Finals held and internationals are held, and also get to have this mainstream competition against other top clubs, universities, players in the country, and get their own version of it, because it's important not only we're getting spectators, people talking about the game more, but also playing the game.
It's the extra backing as well from people like Red Bull and obviously Matchroom as well for Fast Five. That whole sponsorship and having another two worthwhile companies behind it.
Yeah, definitely. And it just brings credibility to the sport. I remember when we first went to WASPs and Jaguar Land Rover become your mainline sponsor on your dress. You know, it for me, that shows the intent. And when big companies like Red Bull, like successful companies like Matchroom get involved, you know, the sport's onto a winner. And I think that's been really important for the game moving forward, and we've seen that grow in the last few seasons. It also shows how much interest there is outside sort of our little netball bubble now, that other companies and brands are wanting to get involved and see the potential of the sport.
The nice thing, again, books teams will be getting involved. I saw the message that Rachel Shaw was thinking of entering her side. Union Manchester, their current title holders. So it's open to all, really, isn't it? Switch
yeah,
up.
It is, and I think that's great. Yeah, Bath have put in some teams. I think Great Shaw's bringing down some groups. There's loads of universities on the list with the recent list. And the what I loved as well is the sort of social ones sold out so quickly. Like, and I think there's about 20 clubs on a waiting list already, so it shows the popularity of it. And for those universities, the opportunity to come down and play, you know, they to get against each other as well. They have their one competition. It just sort of shows how much interest there is and how much these players want to be playing netball and the fun, you know, to come down to the Copper Box playing a massive competition like this against some of the other top teams. It's a great opportunity.
Is there still time to get a team in?
Yeah, there's still time to get a team in. So there's still a few elite spot places left. And there's a great list of clubs and university teams that are going to be on that. So it's a great opportunity for any clubs out there that are wanting to give it a crack and check it out. Yeah, check out the Red Bull Switch Up online. Just have a look. I posted something on Instagram in terms of what it actually looks like. And it got so much interaction because people were like, wow, that looks so cool. And it does. Like, I'm going to be there on the day. I'll be hanging out and introducing some of the teams and meeting people and doing an Insta takeover and stuff. And I can't wait to see it in action. I've never seen it fully live. I was hoping I might get a chance to play a little bit, but no one signed me up in their team yet, Andy.
Just yet. We might be not doing yet. A podcast All-Stars if you want.
Oh, thanks, yeah. That sounds good.
There's still time to get involved with Red Bull Switch Up. If you click, just search for it online. Plenty of information on the event. And do try and get involved if you can. On our main podcast this week, we heard from Lewis from Knights Men's Netball. No better stage for them than the Copper Box on the 13th, just before that Fast Five final. I've been speaking to him to find out about how the club was formed.
So we started the club about 5 months ago. It was kind of something that we've been thinking about for a number of years now. But with the help of our sponsors, Play Netball, we were finally able to get it up and running. We started the club with myself and Chris Green, and we just kind of put the feelers out there to make sure we would get enough for at least the team, and then put our trials in place. And from that point onwards, it's kind of really rolled on because we weren't expecting many guys to turn up to trials. You know, we were a small thing, and we just thought we'd give it a go, and we got 35 guys turn up to trials from the off, and that was a real indicator for us that we thought it would be something worthwhile doing and something that we could kick on with.
Is the main goal just to take part in games with other teams around the country, or is what's the bigger picture?
Okay, so the bigger picture is really really to promote it. Knights is more about proving a point, to be honest, and promoting mixed and men's netball. We're very much there to support the current game as it is, support the ladies' teams in practice and exhibition matches. But also to push mixed and men's netball on in this country. Mixed leagues all around the country and so many people that love the sport. And it is something that we really have to kind of promote. And the best way for us to do that was creating another mixed team wouldn't get the publicity, but creating a men's team to show off men within netball was something that we felt we could do and have some success with.
How's the reaction been so far? Are there other men's teams around the country? Or is it still early stage?
Yeah, we do know of some men's teams. They're kind of spread out and far and wide. I think we may be one of the only ones in London at this point. I know there is a men's national team as well, which some of us have played for previously. But the reaction really has been for the women's game and the community and the sense of, sporting community within netball. And it's been absolutely fantastic. We couldn't have asked for anything better. In fact, we're having a club day in November just to celebrate how good the reaction has been and inviting all of the people who have helped us so far along to that. And honestly, we would not have got even close to how far we've got without the help of all of our friends from all the different clubs across London, across the South, across England.
And you'd be grateful for sponsors like Play Netball support so far?
Absolutely. Play Netball have been brilliant. They run a number of different mixed leagues and women's leagues across London, which a lot of us are part of. We feel that they're a fantastic league and they're really well run. But they have been so helpful so far in setting us up, helping us with sponsorship and kit and venues for trials, etc. So they've got some really good management and personal friends of ours who've helped us move along. So they've been brilliant for us.
And with you every step of the way so far?
Absolutely. Every step of the way. Anything we actually have So we have a Knights players group, and the manager of Play Netball, who he wouldn't want me to say his name, but the manager of Play Netball is within that group, and he literally is involved in everything we do, from game planning to, you know, discussion about kit, etc.
We've done pretty well so far. We're a few minutes in, but we haven't touched on you being part of that Nets Gold squad. Tell me a bit about that experience. What was that like?
So probably one of the best experiences of my life, but it's not just confined to me. We have at least, well, maybe 8 players across the club who have played at international level, some for England, some for New Zealand, some for Jamaica. But specifically that, I can only talk from my experience. And from that tour that we went on, it was one of the most incredible things I've ever done. And we absolutely loved every minute of it. And to watch our ladies team win gold in the way that they did was something that will stay with me forever. It really was amazing.
It's about getting this sport and this version of the sport out there. So tell me a bit about some friendlies that you've got lined up already.
Yeah, so we've had some great friendlies already against quite a few of the different Prem teams that are out there and regional teams and across both our squads. But some of the really exciting ones that we've got coming up is we're playing against Storm in the run-up to the Fast Fives tournament. So give them some practice of Fast Fives. And we're playing against Seven Stars in the week afterwards. So it's really quite exciting to be able to play at this level when actually we're a very, very new club.
What you could do with is the opportunity to show this sport at a bit of a larger scale. I can only think of the Fast Five that's coming up shortly.
Well, it's funny you say that, because we have just been offered by Matchroom the ability to play a exhibition game between the semi-final and the final at the Fast Fives tournament. It was an absolutely amazing opportunity for us, something we just floated with Matchroom, given that we'd seen exhibition games at the Fast Fives World Cup. We can't really believe it's happening, but it is it's going to be amazing, and we look forward to just even playing in the same room as some of those players and playing in front of that crowd is going to be, you know, probably one of the best sporting experiences of some of our lives.
Well, 4,000 crowd at least, if not more than that. So
yeah, I think some of our players have played different sports at kind of semi-pro levels, and the most they've ever played in front of is 1,500 people. So to play in a stadium, well, an Olympic stadium within with 4,000 or more spectators watching will be amazing. Yeah, I can already feel the stage fright.
Was there any trouble selecting squads for that then? Did you all have to do arm wrestles?
No, because the nice thing is we've got 18 players in our squad, and Matchroom have given us the option to play against each other. So we're playing an internal Knights game as part of that exhibition. So we've got actually enough spaces for all of the guys who can make it. And we've got a couple of guys abroad, etc., who couldn't make it on the day. So, yeah, I think we won't have an issue selecting the squads. That'll be absolutely fine. Thank God.
What about if this has sparked a bit of interest, especially for Knights? If you're close to London, how can we find out more?
So the best way to do it is through our social media. So if you go to our Facebook group, which is Knights Men's Netball, and they've also got a Facebook page, but the group is probably a little bit more up to date, and you get the content pushed to you. We've also got our Twitter account. So again, that's Knights Men's Netball UK on Twitter. And we are working on an Instagram account as well. So hashtag Knights Men's Netball.
And the good thing is it's very much alive. It's out there, and if you're interested in it, just get in touch with you guys, or at least you'll be able to put people in touch with.
Absolutely. We are a completely open team. We run trials every year. There are no barriers to entry, so we keep costs very low. We have a small match fee, but we don't do membership charges. The team could change every year if we had good enough applicants. So what we do is anybody who gets in touch, we offer them a trial, and we trial them in either squad depending on what their their experience has been to date, and we ask for a little bit of a netball resume, but we are completely open, so anybody can get involved and can get in touch. Sometimes when we've had people come to us who are just starting out in netball, we've been able to set them up in teams in leagues around London that we know of, or wherever they are closest to, just to give them that initial experience to kick them on to the next level, and then maybe they can get in touch with us from that point onwards. But yeah, whatever your standard netball is, there will be an answer from us and something we can help with.
Are you ready for the autograph hunters on the 13th?
No, not at all. I hadn't even thought of that. But hopefully our team always comes across as quite a humble team. That's we've got a strict set of kind of policies around that, especially on court and off court. So if that was to ever occur, I'd be amazed, but grateful for any kind of attention and any kind of promotion of our team. So yeah,
best of luck with it, and you no doubt relish every single moment on court.
Yeah, we can't wait.
On the main podcast, we've also got a full look at this year's Fast Five tournament, Andrew Holbrook from Wasps, and we also hear from Jodie Gibson as England are in Jamaica.
I didn't really think it was ever going to happen for us, and to do it in those circumstances, you know, win by one goal and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment, and it's a real privilege for me to be able to captain both the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh national team. For Scotland, it really just solidified the progression that we've made as a country on the world stage.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show with 5 for 10.